If two atoms are involved in a covalent bond and they're identical atoms, then there will be an equal share of the electrons between them. This will lead to a bond which is completely nonpolar, that is, there is not one end which is negative or one end which is positive. If a whole molecule consists of nonpolar bonds, then the whole molecule will be nonpolar. However, different atoms will attract electrons with different strengths. This different strength of attraction to electrons is called electronegativity. The values for electronegativity are given in your textbook, but essentially, fluorine has the greatest pulling power on electrons and has the highest value for electronegativity. As you go left across the period, you'll find that the electronegativity decreases, just as it decreases as you go down a group. Therefore, if two atoms with differing electronegativities bond, you will find that the electrons spend more time at the end of the bond which is nearest to the atom with a higher electronegativity. We call this type of bond a polar bond, as one end of it is slightly negative and the other end is slightly positive. If in a molecule the addition of all of the polar bonds results in one end of the molecule being slightly negative and one end being slightly positive, we call this a polar molecule. It is the polarity of molecules which will explain forces which may exist between covalent molecules. These forces are necessary for covalent molecules to exist as solids. Some of these forces are very weak, and some are a little bit stronger. They can vary from anywhere a tenth of the strength of a primary bond down to 1/100th or less the strength of a primary bond. These very weak intermolecular forces are called secondary bonds or van der Waal forces, and will be explained in the next audio file.